I will tell you that the two most fun days I have is when you're Jenny and Mary Rachel Quinn hook up the TikTok, come in, and Absolutely. Do live from... Go ahead, give it to us.
Live from Radio St. Pete and Station 12 Studio. Station 12 is the studio at Radio St. Pete, live.
And then Paul Wilborn, that brilliant raconteur, that musician, that author, that writer, and also executive director of the Palladium, which has brought us so much great jazz. Were your ears burning today, Paul? We talked and talked to Palladium.
I must have known that somehow. That's great.
Well, you guys have some big news. Why don't you share with us what's going on for you? Some big reveal.
It's very exciting. I love when Paul comes home and gives me all this wonderful news. It's a fun time. Go ahead, Paul.
Well, I mean,
you're on.
We've hit a milestone in our fundraising goal. We still have some more money to raise. You always have more money to raise, but we feel like we've gotten to the point where we'll be able to give the project a green light this summer, and that it'll still take 8 to 12 months to get ready to do a hammer. So we're going to run a full season next year and close in July of 26.
That's great news.
Yeah, so it's good news all the way around. We're going to do it, and we're going to have another season, one more season.
Well, we're going to talk a little bit about what you've been doing in jazz, but I want to talk about your big debut at the Suncoast Jazz Festival. Tell us about that.
Believe it or not, it's our second time doing it, and I think we were so bad the first time. It took them 10 years to get us back.
But I don't think it was. No,
I think
come on.
We're so excited that they reached out and asked us. And so we used to do these American Songbook shows at American Stage for 10 years, and we're bringing out my favorite one of that, which is A Night at the Cafe Carlyle, all the music of Bobby Short, and we're already started rehearsing and doing some of those songs. So it's going to be fun.
Is it the Pop-Tarts?
It's just usually me and some special guests who are already there at the festival, like Jeremy Carter. Nate may play with us. We're going to pull all these great players who are there to join us in that show.
So, you know what's really fun about these concerts? I loved when we were doing these concerts is Paul always has stories that he shares. And stories of, whatever the theme is. So, and he's a writer by choice. So, I'm there for the stories and the songs. So, I think
I've got three great Bobby Short stories that I'll tell that night. So, it's a lot of fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I think we're going to do it more than once. We're probably going to do several shows because when you get there, you do the same show multiple times. So,
well, Radio St. Pete is a sponsor. Radio St. Pete will be covering you. Hopefully you let us air it live or record it and air it. All right. Yeah. The Velvet Voice, our president's nodding.
Yes.
Let's start with you, Eugenie, and just give us a little update. I know you've done some things, and you've had some Phil Schoolduhl.
That's right. Yeah, so not on the music scene, but on the film and television scene. So my school, Station 12, is doing very well. We're in the middle of our summer program. We are smack dab in the middle of the first month of June for the June classes. And in July, we've got three classes that are starting: our core scene study, our script to screen being taught by Curtis Graham, and sketch comedy taught by the one and only John Halls, who is amazing and wonderful. So that's what's happening with us, and I'm super, super excited about that. Film-wise, I just wrapped a project, a short film with Krista Borini, who is a local filmmaker, who also is an award-winning local filmmaker, and one of her awards was the Canal Plus Jury Prize for the Schoolduhl at DeVille, the DeVille American Film Festival, along with a sweep of prizes at the Sunscreen Film Festival. So best picture, best directing, best screenplay.
This is the first couple of St. Pete. I call them the arts and cultural icon. I want a big mural of the two of you. Paul, I want to take us back through this year at the Palladium. First of all, I want you to tell us, how is it that the Palladium is known as a jazz club? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, you know, when I took over the Palladium in 2007, you could literally drive a truck through our schedule and not hit a decent show. And so what I looked for was, our mission is to be local, but I looked at genres that no one was doing in the area, and jazz was, believe it or not, nothing was happening. And maybe one lounge in Tampa. So we had the beautiful church basement, so we started programming jazz down there, and thank God those shows started selling out, because I think the college was trying to figure out did I know how, what I was doing? And think my boss came to one of those sold out shows and said, well, maybe he does. So jazz has been really good for us and has continues to be a staple for us. You just had Simon Lasky on. He's a, one of our regulars. He's incredible.
Alex Harris was just
Alex here. Harris has performed on, there. But we really developed, we found such a rich, deep bench of jazz players here. And while we bring in national and touring artists, we really, our bread and butter are these great talents that have been here.
Let's start with your birthday celebration with Kent Poplowski and pianist Ted Rosenthal. Talk to me a little bit about that.
That was so much fun. Now, that's two national ones, but we know Ken, or I mean, I know Ken from Suncoast, but Ted, we met in the Berkshires and have had parties and dinners with he and his wife.
Yes.
And so they were, that being opportunistic, they had a gig in Sarasota. I said, come up. And it just worked out. We had a date that was open. This never happens, but it really worked well. They could play one night in Sarasota and one night with us. And, you know, those are the two best guys in the country doing what they do, I think. You know?
And there was cake.
And there was
cake.
There was
cake.
There was cake. And it saved me having to throw a party for myself. I just do it in the nightclub and get cake.
And Eugenie says, thank you so much.
Exactly.
Let's talk about another great thing that happened this year. Judy Carmichael returns to the side door with Nate Najjar. What did you think, Eugenie?
Was I'm super excited. I love it. It was fabulous. She is fabulous.
Judy's coming back in this next season. I think it's February. And I think we're going to make that concert with she and Nate and add another artist and make it our Palladium Jazz Awards concert. Because we always do a concert and give away an award to somebody great in the jazz world. So we're going to... I know that's happening, and I think it's going to be our Jazz Awards show as well.
I'm going to do a shout-out and a manifestation that somebody makes a documentary about jazz at the Palladium.
I love that idea.
Well, yes, I love the fact that Eugenie is actually on air for the Palladium as a very mean school teacher saying...
That is true.
Tell us about that.
Well, it is the chair campaign. Actually, I think all of you listeners should go to the Palladium and look at the seats upstairs in Huff Hall and think, you know what? I think I'm going to buy a seat for the Palladium. I'm just pitching you now, and it's a great idea. And while you're at it, you can go on the Palladium website and see the fun video that I did with Paul. Paul wrote where I am a crazy school teacher.
Usually, you showed me a commercial that I don't know if it ever aired, but for Nesty that she did in L.A. years ago.
Yeah, she
was sort of the 50-ish constipated school marm, you know, and bringing the chalk down the blackboard.
Yeah.
And so I wrote a chair campaign, it's kind of a funny chair campaign thing with her as that character, and she milked it for all it was worth.
I did.
And so it's a lot of fun. And people are laughing
and
liking it.
Write a check.
And we're selling seats like crazy, so it's really good.
I'm buying one for my mom and dad.
Oh,
and, while you're buying a Palladium seat, make sure you go to RadioStPete.com and make a donation there, and then go to the Palladium and do a donation there.
Absolutely. What would we do without Radio St. Pete?
Well, thank you.
Yeah, we're happy. You guys are really growing along with us. It's great.
Yes.
We are wonderful partners, and we thank you for all of the tickets, which brings me to our announcement. Folks, if you call in right now, or even in 10 minutes, or you go to the donate on the RadioStPete.com button, on June 26th, the Palladium has kindly given us a pair of two tickets for the incredible 7:30 concert with Nate Najjar, featuring special guest Jeff Kashua. Paul, tell us about that concert.
Well, actually, it's going to be so much fun because Nate's breaking out an electric guitar for part of it. And Jeff is one of the best saxophone players going. And so it's going to be a little different than what you've heard Nate do, you know, with Daniela and some of the other things he's done the last few years. So it's a real chance to see Nate sort of break out and do some different stuff. And I think it's just going to be a lot of fun.
Nate on an electric guitar. I can't wait to see
that. Play a lot of electric guitar.
Absolutely worth the price.
Yeah.
He told me on the interview this week that he can't wait to get the funk out.
Whoa, yeah, baby.
All right. Palladium honors Arbor Records. This is another highlight of the year. Paul, tell us about that.
That was a great one. That was our Jazz Awards show. And we wanted to honor Rachel Domber and her husband, Matt, late husband, Matt, who created Arbor's Records and recorded all these jazz folks. And she and Matt helped put us on the map early on. They sponsored a couple of shows that brought real talent to the play, including Ken Poplowski and some others, when I first took over. And we didn't have a lot of money. And she said, all right, I'll cover these costs. And we got to keep the proceeds. I mean, they were incredible to us. So I was so happy that we were able to honor Rachel. Matt died a few years ago, but and Rachel's a stalwart of the Jazz Festival as well.
So. Now, the Shania Carol, it's, we would not be, you know, this is another highlight. Talk to us a little bit about that. Jenny, you knew her?
I did. We both did. Yeah. Paul, you start.
Well, we were together at the Jazz, Suncoast Jazz, when she told us the news that she had a bad diagnosis.
Such an icon in the industry and just, oof.
But she played. She was one of those great talents who you were proud to have her shows there, and she sold tickets. People loved it. She did Nina Simone for us. She did a Sarah Vaughan show, her own shows. She was just a gracious, talented, beautiful woman.
Light, spirit, and, beautiful.
Yeah, one of the spirits. And she used to play our Jazz Awards show as well. She was at John Lamb's 80th birthday. So I still haven't quite processed this loss of her. But everybody came together. We had a really fun, sold-out show, and all the proceeds went to a scholarship fund for the family.
So. She will be missed, but she will live forever in our hearts.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You have some amazing shows coming up.
I think so.
Dimas Sanchez and the Afro-Latin Project.
Yeah. Working with Al Downing, the great local jazz support group.
June 22nd.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we've got comedy coming back, this Dean Napolitano. We're doing world-class comedy in the nightclub, which is a great place to see it, about 180 seats. And these are fabulous, top-notch TV and touring comedians.
Allison Briggs, New York Style Jazz Night.
I just discovered Allison, and she's been coming to Florida, and she's selling tickets. It's going well, and she's just a real talent. And she does classic songbook stuff.
She's
a regular at the Tavern on the Green. She plays regularly at Tavern on the Green.
And we're going to talk about your travels for music and everything after this. But I want to point out Trey Secour, the final brief, A Jazz Farewell, coming up. Jeremy Carter.
Jeremy.
Jeremy's my hero. He's actually going to play with us at Suncoast, but he comes to me with these great ideas. He's going to do a jazzy night of all music by the Jacksons, Janet, Michael, family.
Yeah. I didn't even know about that. When is that?
It's when we're in Italy, so it's terrible. But it's in July.
Italy. We're going to talk about that too.
But anyway, we're going for a wedding. But Jeremy brings me great ideas, and that show's going to be a hit.
Because Jeremy's fantastic.
And why does he say yes? Because that's what you and Mary Rachel say.
Yes, and.
I'm scared now. I'm channeling her. And then.
That's right, Nanette.
The Suggs. The Suggs is doing a tribute to Louis Armstrong. Tell us about this.
Well, he's done this show before for us. It's incredible. He hasn't done it in probably since before the pandemic. And so when we talked, we talked about bringing that show back. And I'm so glad he wants to do it. So he's doing that. He's also appearing a week before with this great Miami pianist named Zach Bartholomew. And that's sort of an advance of that Louis Armstrong show. But Suggs is the right guy to do a Louis Armstrong show.
Absolutely.
Tell us a little bit about your travels. I mean, first of all, Eugenia, you're from New Orleans. And
I am.
Did you get me up at the Suncoast Jazz Festival and make me walk the line?
That's right. You know, I tell you, growing up in New Orleans was a normal thing. I thought every city was like that until I moved away and I went to college and I thought, whoa, wait, where's the music? Where's the food? Where's the ambiance? What's going on? So it's a treat every time we go back and there's always music involved. And the last time we were there, it was the second weekend of Jazz Fest, New Orleans Jazz Fest, which is an unbelievable festival. It absolutely is. It's music, it's culture, it's food, it's art. You know, you see these artists everywhere. You have no idea what's going to happen, and then you turn around and there's a second line going down, and where you see the Mardi Gras Indians marching down, and it's venue after venue after venue, all on the fairgrounds, packed. Music happening all at the same time. So
It's a great town. The only reason I got her phone number when we met was that I'd been to New Orleans so many times. We started talking New Orleans, and she felt, well, he knows New Orleans. Maybe I'll give him my phone number.
Yeah.
But
and the rest is history.
I've always gone to New Orleans for the music, the food, and the atmosphere. And it's just great that I actually married into it now, and we get to go regularly. We're going to a wedding party.
We're going to a wedding party in a week. Yeah. In New Orleans. You know, it's trouble if someone says, well, I don't really like that city. I don't know if I could be friends with that person. I mean, it just really would be. Well, I don't think we would be together if you would have thought otherwise. So,
and we're going to get to a little night music with the two in a minute. But you travel a lot to San Francisco, New York, the Berkshires. Tell us a little bit about some of the jazz and great music you've heard around as you travel.
Well, what's great? We have friends in the Berkshires, which, if you don't know, is Western Massachusetts, and Tanglewood is there. Uh-huh. All sorts of big and small venues. Yeah. And our friends are involved in it all. So when we go, we're at Tanglewood. We're at Jacob's Pillow seeing dance. There's a little place called the Guthrie Center, mm-hmm. Arlo Guthrie's place, where they do folk and acoustic music. You just hear – it's just a really wonderful thing from all kinds of music, and usually James Taylor around the 4th of July because he's always at Tanglewood for the 4th of July. And we've seen at least James Taylor at least twice there, and he never fails to deliver. That's his home place, mm-hmm. So, and San Francisco Jazz is one of the biggest jazz organizations in the country. That's there. This last time, we didn't do as much because we were celebrating my mom's birthday. My brother lives there.
Oh, shout out to Mom. Happy. Oh, she was so much fun at Suncoast Jazz Festival.
She used to go long before I went. She and her partner, he loved jazz, mm-hmm. and they were there for years. They were VIP guests there for years. So she loves going back there.
Is Bob Skaggs Club still in San Francisco?
I don't remember.
I don't think so anymore, right?
I don't know. But San Francisco is crawling with clubs and a lot of jazz. It's a lot of great jazz. So
Eugenie, I want to ask you about the great women singers. Who do you love to listen to?
Nina Simone.
Nina Simone.
Love her. Love her. I wish I could sing like her. It's like, well.
Do you guys feel like riffing a little tune for us before we...
Oh, you know who else I like? Phoebe Snow. I do a song of hers, but can't...
These women are all dead.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I know.
We were talking about Esmeralda today.
Spalding,
her. So and some of the great women singers. But, jazz singers, the legendaries are... We need a new legegendary singer.
I think Diana Krall is doing great stuff.
Oh, Diana.
And mm-hmm. There's a lot of great singers. I think one of the issues is jazz isn't breaking through like it did in the 50s and 60s. Now Simone for us, she did a Sarah Vaughan show, her own shows. She was just a gracious, talented, beautiful woman.
Light, spirit, and, beautiful.
Yeah, one of the spirits. She used to play our Jazz Awards show as well. She was at John Lamb's 80th birthday. So I still haven't quite processed this loss. Mm-hmm. Of her, but everybody came together. We had a really fun, sold-out show, and all the proceeds went to a scholarship fund for the family.
She will be missed, but she will live forever in our hearts.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You have some amazing shows coming up.
I think so.
Dimas Sanchez and the Afro-Latin Project.
Yeah. Working with Al Downing, the great local jazz support group.
June 22nd.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we've got comedy coming back, this Dean Napolitano. We're doing world-class comedy in the nightclub, which is a great place to see it, about 180 seats. And these are fabulous, top-notch TV and touring comedians.
Allison Briggs, New York Style Jazz Night.
I just discovered Allison, and she's been coming to Florida, and she's selling tickets. It's going well, and she's just a real talent. And she does classic songbook stuff. She's a regular at Tavern on the Green. She plays regularly at Tavern on the Green.
And we're going to talk about your travels for music and everything after this. But I want to point out Trace Secour, the final brief of Jazz Farewell coming up. Jeremy Carter.
Jeremy.
Jeremy's my hero. He's actually going to play with us at Suncoast, but he comes to me with these great ideas. He's going to do a jazzy night of all music by the Jacksons, Janet, Michael, family.
Yeah. I didn't even know about that. When is that?
It's when we're in Italy, so it's terrible. But it's in July.
Italy. We're going to talk about that too.
But anyway, we're going for a wedding. But Jeremy brings me great ideas, and that show's going to be a hit.
Because Jeremy's fantastic.
And why does he say yes? Because that's what you and Mary Rachel say.
Yes, and.
I'm scared now. I'm channeling her. And then.
That's right, Nanette.
The Suggs. The Suggs is doing a tribute to Louis Armstrong. Tell us about this.
Well, he's done this show before for us. It's incredible. He hasn't done it probably since before the pandemic. And so when we talked, we talked about bringing that show back. And I'm so glad he wants to do it. So he's doing that. He's also appearing a week before with this great Miami pianist named Zach Bartholomew. And that's sort of an advance of that Louis Armstrong show. But Suggs is the right guy to do a Louis Armstrong show.
Absolutely.
Tell us a little bit about your travels? I mean, first of all, Jenny, you're from New Orleans. And,
I am.
Did you get me up at the Suncoast Jazz Festival and make me walk the line?
That's right. You know, I tell you, to me, growing up in New Orleans was a normal thing. I thought every city was like that until I moved away and I went to college and I thought, wait, where's the music? Where's the food? Where's the ambiance? What's going on? So it's a treat every time we go back, and there's always music involved. And the last time we were there, it was the second weekend of Jazz Fest, New Orleans Jazz Fest, which is an unbelievable festival. It absolutely is. It's music, it's culture, it's food, it's art. You know, you see these artists everywhere. You have no idea what's going to happen, and then you turn around and there's a second line going down, and where you see the Mardi Gras Indians marching down, and it's venue after venue after venue, all on the fairgrounds, packed. Music happening all at the same time. So
yeah, it's a great town. The only reason I got her phone number when we met was that I'd been to New Orleans so many times, we started talking New Orleans, and she felt, well, he knows New Orleans. Maybe I'll give him my phone number.
Yeah.
But
and the rest is history.
I've always gone to New Orleans for the music, the food, and the atmosphere, and it's just great that I actually married into it now, and we get to go regularly. We're
exactly.
going to a wedding party.
We're going to a wedding party in a week, yeah.
In New Orleans.
You know, it's trouble. If someone says, well, I don't really like that city, I don't know if I could be friends with that person. I mean, it just really would be. Well, I don't think we would be together if he would have thought otherwise. So,
and we're going to get to a little night music with the two in a minute. But you travel a lot to San Francisco, New York, the Berkshires. Tell us a little bit about some of the jazz and great music you've heard around as you travel.
Well, what's great, we have friends in the Berkshires, which, if you don't know, is Western Massachusetts, and Tanglewood is there. Uh-huh. All sorts of big and small venues.
Yeah.
And so, and our friends are involved in it all. So when we go, we're at Tanglewood, we're at Jacob's Pillow seeing dance. There's a little place called the Guthrie Center, mm-hmm. Arlo Guthrie's place, where they do folk and acoustic music. You just hear, it's just a really wonderful thing from all kinds of music, and usually James Taylor around the 4th of July, because he's always at Tanglewood for the 4th of July. And we've seen James Taylor at least twice there, and he never fails to deliver. That's his home place, mm-hmm. you know. So, and San Francisco Jazz is one of the biggest jazz organizations in the country. That's there. This last time, we didn't do as much because we were celebrating my mom's birthday. My brother lives there.
Oh, shout out to Mom. Happy. Yeah. Oh, she was so much fun at Suncoast Jazz Festival.
She used to go long before I went. She and her partner, he loved jazz, mm-hmm. and they were there for years. They were VIP guests there for years. So she loves going back there.
Is Boss Gags Club still in San Francisco?
I don't remember.
I don't think so anymore, right?
I don't know. But San Francisco is crawling with clubs and a lot of jazz. There's a lot of great jazz. So
Eugenie, I want to ask you about the great women singers. Who do you love to listen to?
Nina Simone. Love her. Love her. I wish I could sing like her. It's like, well.
Do you guys feel like riffing a little tune for us before we...
Oh, you know who else I like? Phoebe Snow. I do a song of hers, but, you know, can't...
These women are all dead.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I know.
We were talking about Esmeralda today.
Spalding,
And some of the great women singers. But, you know, jazz singers, the legendaries are... We need a new legendary singer.
I think Diana Krall is doing great stuff.
Oh, Diana.
And
mm-hmm.
There's a lot of great singers. I think one of the issues is jazz isn't breaking through like it did in the 50s and 60s. Now it's more of a curated taste. So I'm hiring some incredible singers. But
can you tell us any of them?
Well, Alison Briggs for one of them.
Oh, good.
And who else we've got? We've got a number of them coming through. It's a real high-quality talent. It's just jazz doesn't get the radio airplay that it did in the 50s and 60s. So it's just a little different beast.
Well, Radio St. Pete is where local music lives, and
Indeed.
We have jazz overnight thanks to our president, Joe Bordeaux. He's overnight. We've got Frank. And then, you know, let's talk for a minute about the great loss of Brian Wilson and Sly and the Family Stone. Thoughts?
It's been a tough week. I never saw Sly and the Family Stone live. That's something I regret. But I got to see Brian Wilson several times in leading his own band of handpicked people. I saw the Beach Boys, of course, but seeing him with his handpicked band doing those songs with great harmonies was just incredible. I saw him at Jazz Fest.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, that was one of the times I saw him. Anyway, those guys were both pioneers and influenced everything that came after. Sly certainly was. You wouldn't have 70s funk without Sly Stone.
In fact, speaking of funk, the Clearwater Jazz Holiday will have their event on the 18th. We're also giving away two tickets for that today.
Oh, that's great. Yeah,
that's going to be really fun.
You spend $100, you hit that donate button, you'll get two tickets for incredible, the Family Funk.
Yeah, it's like a New Orleans kind of a show.
Yeah. Jazz experience. Hopefully I will see the two of you there.
We'll be in New Orleans instead. We won't be there.
We'll call you in.
And hopefully going to listen to really good music, so we'll do that.
You go down to Bourbon Street. Go to Bourbon Street, and I'll be on Bourbon Street in the Berg.
Oh, there you go.
We got the Family Funk plays Nola and Joe Marcinek Band with special guest John Papa Gross.
John Papa Gross.
Nice.
Tell us about him. I don't know.
Go ahead. You.
He's an organist, plays the B3. And he's played the Palladium with his band called Papa Gross Funk. Uh-huh. And it was a trio, and he plays – anyway, he's amazing. And he's kind of a large guy, so he sort of takes up a lot of space with the music. He's a fun guy.
Let's get him a chair.
That's right.
A big chair.
A big chair. So do you want to just like maybe give us a little –
A little jingle.
A jingle.
WLMXLP St. Petersburg.
Oh, that's good. WLMXLP St. Petersburg. WLMX St. Petersburg.
Okay, there you go.
Do you want to try it again?
So we're going to try this song without any piano that we will be doing at this jazz festival. This is a Cole Porter song, and it's going to translate the French for us. Mm-hmm. So that's how it's going to work. If I can sing it, let's see. Maybe take this off. Boom, boom, boom. When love comes in, takes you for a spin. Ooh la la, c'est magnifique. When every night,
tout le soir,
your loved one holds you tight,
il t'embrasse très fort.
Ooh la la,
ooh la 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 la. Oh,
c'est magnifique. We'll stop right there.
Oh, bravo! You heard it first here. We cannot wait. Eugenie Bondurant, Paul Wilborn, the Palladium Station 12. I thank you so much on behalf of Radio St. Pete
listeners everywhere,
and to your mother. A belated happy birthday. Thanks for being on.
Thanks for all the support,
Nanette,
Joe. We really appreciate it.
Thank you
very
much.
Keep it live, baby. Keep it live.
Woo!